Okay, we're up to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph Sefer Kedushin, Beis Nissan, very auspicious day. Says the Gemara, Ad Heichen Chayiv Adam Lelamed Es Bnei Torah. How far do we take this mitzvah of learning Torah with your son? Amud Avidim Shmuel, going Zvulun Ben Don, like Zvulun Ben Don. Somebody lived at that time. Shalomdu Avi Aviv Zayde taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachas, Vagodas. What was he missing out on? Just the Zohar. May I ask you a question? We learned elsewhere, Lamdu Mikra for father, Zvulun Ben Don. But who was that mother? Yehuda and Shmuel. So they also had names like biblical names. Sorry? No, Rashi said, Talmud Shehoi Ben Mayhem. Mayhem in their days. Taking what about Rabbi? Says what a Meisrei Lamdu Mikra. He taught Chumash. Ein Malamdu Mishnah. Not teach Mishnah. Vama Rabbi Mikra Zut Teira. So we see that the father's obligation to teach Teira, and that's it. So the Gemara Kizvulun Bendon. In one respect, is like Zvulun. V'loy Kizvulun Bendon. Kizvulun Bendon Shalomdu Avi Aviv Zayda taught him. That's a good thing. V'loy Kizvulun Bendon. But the Chiv is not as far as he goes because he lahasam over there Mikra Mishnah Talmud Halachas Vagodes. What's the minimum obligation for a grandfather to a child? Mikra levad. Freidi Gemara, I say Rashi. Zvulun ben don talmud mehem. Ein lamed mishnah. Ein chayiv was benoy olav. You don't have to chayiv el mikra ni chumish mekan ve'elich. From here on in, yilmudu lasam. Let him learn on his own. Toyda v'leinu v'imksuvim. So he answered, because zvulun ben don shalom to v'zeyde taught him. But ad heichen nami dekamri hachemin. Ad heichen doesn't mean only how much toyda, but also how far. No, how far up or down the line, how far vertical. Zeyde, the father, elder zeyde. Ad heichen adam chayilim toyda b'deroysev. Amar avyuda lebenoy lebenoy. You got to teach to your grandchildren. Says the Gemara, we can have a machlekes if a grandfather has a chiyuv to teach his grandson. Freidi Gemara va'avi aviv v'zeide mi mechayiv v'zechayiv. But Tanya, we learn. It says a pasuk, the limadetem oisam as b'nei chem, your son. So we darshin v'loy b'nei, not your sons, not your grandsons. Ebazei umani mechayiv. What I do with the other pasuk in Dvarim where it says v'haydaitam levanecha u levnei vanecha yeim asher malat hashem achim chaydim. You should teach your sons and your grandsons. As far as you should teach your grandsons. Loimelach. No, there's no mitzvah to teach your grandsons directly. You call him a lamed. If you teach your son Teda, ma'al olakos. You get the credit. If you taught your son has a mitzvah to teach his son. And how does your son have knowledge to teach his son? Through you. So as if you taught the grandson and continue as they invite him. So they hold clearly there's no mitzvah to teach your grandson. So the Gemara, who the Amar, when the Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Kizvulun Ben Don, he holds Kihai Tanya, the following Tanya. The Tanya, Kizamachlik Tanoi, we learned in another Braise, Vilimalitim, Moisim, Benechim, Ainli El, Benechim, and Oz, your grandson, is your son. Benei, Benechim, not your grandson, how do you know? Tamil Leimir, Vahaydaitim, Livanecha, Ulivne, Benecha. It's clear. The Ika Pasig is you teach your grandson. Imke, Matamil Leimir, Benecha. So why is it over here only Limalitim, Benechim? Like we had yesterday, the mitzvah is on you to teach your sons and not to teach your daughters. Says the Gemara. Amar Rishon Levi. So the machlekes of a zayda has a mitzvah to teach your grandson. Amar Rishon Levi. Not only is there a mitzvah to teach your grandson, but whoever teaches your grandson, it's as if ki'ilu kibla mahasinai, as if you now what do you call it? You know who's Jewish if your grandchildren are Jewish. It's as if you got from Asina. Why? Shenemet says, V'haydaitim levenech nechav samachleh. It says, Yeim asher malach defnei Hashem lechav kecha b'chaydiv. The day that you stood before the Eivishter in Chaydiv, in Har Sinai. In other words, when do you know that you were a success with your children in transmitting them Torah? If they pass it on to their children. So then they know that they're real, that you were successful, because now they pass on to their children. So therefore, grandchildren is a litmus test, the barometer to know whether you were able to pass on, you know, the Tayda from Dur to Dur. So does it necessarily mean Shimon Levi holds a mitzvah for the grandfather teacher thing, or just saying that this, if you did it, this is chus? Can't tell, really. Very interesting. Once found Rabbi Shimon Levi, the shod, the disna areish, instead of wearing the normal hat that Tamid Acham used to wear, like the Hamburgs, whatever it was, he wore a regular schlappe. become mamti leli yinuka. It was like he's in a rush or something. He just took the first hat he found, and he was taking a child, his young child, I guess, or his grandchild, to shul, to yeshiva. Amalei Michael, what was the rush? Can you wait a couple of more minutes? Find your right hat. Amalei mizutir, is it by you? Nothing. My dechsev it says v'hadatam levenecha v'samacha. The next part he says yoyim asher amadatam lechelkach mechaydev, that if you teach your children, it's as if you're standing mechaydev. So it's not sure, again, it's not clear if it's his son or if it's his grandson. Mikan ve'elech, after this story, from here on in, rabchiya bar abba loy toyim umtza. They used to eat flesh in the morning. Lahavdil, they're going to eat bacon. They used to eat raw flesh for breakfast. He decided, that's it, no more raw flesh for breakfast. Ad makil yenuka, till I chazer with my son in the morning what he learned in yeshiva yesterday. Umaisvei, plus I teach you something new. Then I can sit and have my flesh. Rabba bar Abhuna, loy toyim umtze, he would not, he didn't learn directly with his son, didn't chaz with his son, but he would need this raw flesh, ad the maisel yenuka lebei medrasha, until he brought his kid. Umtze is usually raw. It's roasted, but the wurtum is raw, so that is roasted. The thing is that, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Nachoyv, Rab Nachman says that you have to eat healthy. He couldn't learn himself until he ate tam basal in the morning. So what they're trying to say here is, before I learn myself, what would he eat flesh for? You know, to learn himself, I got to teach my son first. So first I take care of my son, take him to yeshiva, or I chazam with him, then I'll learn for myself. That's what they're trying to say here. That's how important it is. Looking about Rashi. The Shodi, this narration, Sadin, Anostucho, Sheinerol, Latifah, Roish. It's not really a proper hat. El kisib alma some maroshi. You just put a cover. Shulei leila begirishin go without a yarmulke. But he speaks at the besudroi. Again, it's not clear. All these rashis in the gemara are talking yarmulkes or the hat. Michael ahai shemi harta. What is the rush? Lot says below atifa hagen. Lot without the suitable appropriate attire. Loi taimumtze basa maat a little bit of flesh. Bigger cholim charcoal. How you the gilin litna by 8 in the morning. At the market. Sort of literally means a handkerchief. What exactly it was? But it depends. It depends if you learn. Is it a yarmulke? It's a yarmulke.
I wonder if it's like the shmata that the Arabs wear. You know that they wear like a tea towel on their heads with a gantle. Or maybe more like an Indian turban.
That's a covering. That's also a covering.
Yeah, because it hits the back of your neck. But the turban is what I always thought a sudra was. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's because
they had like an
avonet. Mitznefes. Machleket, if the mitznefes of the Kohen Hedyet and the Kohen Gadol were the same or. No, it was long, but was it the same as the Kohen Gadol or was it something totally different? Was it smaller? Because the Kohen Gadol wore tzitz. So the difference, his hat was smaller and the Kohen Hedyet was bigger. Getting back here. Says the Gemara. The Gemara in Arvid Tzachim said that this sudra is from the word Soyd Hashem L'Reyav. So they wore. So even though Rashi says here Begili Roish, sounds like this was their cover. But others learned Pshat in Rashi, and others learned that it's talking about a hat. And without a hat, they felt naked. People who wear a hat all the time are embarrassed to walk around without a hat in the street. They feel that there is something. In the 1950s, when the whole world wore hats, everybody.
It was considered improper to go.
Exactly. It's totally undignified to walk around without a hat. Rebel.
So your friend who wrote that article about the yarmulke. If sudra is Seyd Hashem Reyov, so what's so far-fetched to say that yarmulke is Yad of the Malke? It's not such a big jump.
Okay. Says you want to bite. Rabbi Shur Bechananya. Sorry, Amr Rab Safra, Moshe Rab Shur Bechananya. My Dichsiv, it says, Vishinantam Levanecha, you should teach your sons. Al Tikre Vishinantam, don't say Vishinantam, which means double. Ela Vishilashtam, means three times. It could have said Vishinisam, teach your kids. By saying Vishinantam means teach once and another two times, which are a total of three. We learn from here, Lo'olam Yishalish Adam Shnoisa, a person should divide his life into three. Shlish b'mikra, a third chumash. Shlish b'mishnah, a third mishnah. Shlish b'talmud, a third talmud. Right? The Gemara, mi yoda kamachaya. How do you know how long you live? And the Gemara, tzicha liyayim, it means days. Rashi. And I'll learn Taisis, because I never understood this Taisis. Learn Rashi. But you got to sleep a little bit also. And eat. Ela v'shilas v'grashi medeloi k'siv. The 3 times. The days of the week. So the Parshadashi is Sunday you do Chumash, Monday you do the Mishnah, and Tuesday you do Talmud, and then you go again. Taisis, let's do Taisis. Interesting Taisis. And based on this Taisis, we do what we do today. Pidbe Kuntri learns Yemei HaShabbos, the week, the days of the week. The days of the week, only days of the week. So, Tais understood Sunday, Monday is Chumash, Tuesday, Wednesday is Mishnah, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Gemara. That I from Tais, you don't learn Nigla on Shabbos. Because when do you do Shabbos? Claim Mishnah, Yami Mikra, Yami Mishnah, Shnei Gemara? Clerk, if you ever need a Raya, no Nigla on Shabbos. However, so yeah, I don't like this Pshat. Why not? Kudim Kena, Kati, Havi, Mutz, and Mifrik. So, that's the question. Miavi, Yod, Kamachaya, maybe you died on a Monday. And you missed out that week from learning the Mishnah and Talmud. Therefore, says Tevin, Yidu, Lila, Fadish, Bechol, Yayim, the Yayim, Atz, but not the week, every day itself. Yishal, or divide. The first third is you do the Chitas part, and the next third you do your Mishnah Yayimi, and the next third you do your Daf Yayimi. That's more or less what they're doing. Now. But the problem with Taisis is, just like you have a problem, we don't know how long you're going to live. So if you just do Sunday Mishnah Chumash, maybe that week. So in the day itself also, if you divide a day, how you know how long you live? Maybe you die by 12 o'clock. What's the difference, the day or the week? What's Taisis answering better than Rashi? That's why Taisis is another pshat, we'll see. Okay, Tikkun. I mean, that's why, but Taisis does give another pshat. Okay, Tikkun, Beseda, Amargoin, Kamashon, Anoigim, Cholyam, what we do today. Koidim Sukkah de Zimra, Leimer, we say Mikra, we say Kabanis, we say Mishnah, Ezim, Akayman, and we say Gemara. What's the Gemara that we say? Abaya have Masada, say Marach, that's the Gemara.
Interesting that we bring that particular Gemara from
no Machlekes. Ezim, Akayman is no Machlekes.
Like
I know, but there's no Machlekes in there. That's why.
If you say Mishnah,
it's
Mishnah,
Ezim, Akayman. Oh, no, Mishnah Brises. No, it's all. So that's what Taisa says, which is what we do today. Rabbeinu Tam gets another shot, and maybe what bothered Rabbeinu Tam is what we said a minute ago, because what did he gain by saying Liyami one day versus a week? Same question. Rabbeinu Tam, Peter, Sha'onu, Soimchin, Ahod, Amniz, and Hedin, we don't do all that. You know, we rely on the Gemara says, and Hedin, that Babel is Belula, the Talmud Babel is all famished, Mikra, Mishning, you learn Gemara, you Yates all three. The Gemara is Babel, Babel, Mekulam. You learn Gemara, you have Psukim, you have Mishnayis, and you have Gemara. Gemara Katsi brings Brises. And you have Gemara. So when you learn Gemara, you eat all three. That's what it means. Because you want to.
You're going to, and you have to achieve a certain thing in lifetime. But you don't know when it's going to happen. So if you just do it in a sort of sad, you'll miss out on something.
We're trying to figure out how to be Mekayim this year. Mitzvah of living.
You like Gemara. Therefore, Nikru Rishonim Seifrim, the earlier Tanoim were called Seifrim. Shall you Seifrim call Oise Shebetei? They know how to count all the letters in the Torah. This is why it's very important. The famous Shagas are here. Shall you Oimrim? They said that Vav, the Gochain, the Vav in the word Gochain is Chetzin Shel Oisius. The Vav in the word Gochain there in Sparsha Shemini is right in the middle of the Torah. Shall Seifer Torah. Of the letters. The words Darish Darish again in Parsha Shemini, Darish Darash, when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Aaron what's going on. Chetzin Shel Tevis. It says there in the Sfarim, why does it bring two words over here? Because the one word is in the first half of the Teda and the other word is in the second half of the Teda. Then Vizgalach, in this week's Parsha, the big Gimel, in Vizgalach is Shel Psukim. That's right in the middle of the Psukim. And maybe that's why the Gimel is big in the middle, to tell you that it's the middle of the Psukim. Because the Gimel is the middle letter of the word. No, no, but if it's Galach. Gimel is the middle of the word, he's Galach. You don't count the Vav, because Vav is like a prefix. He's Galach.
The middle point is in the gap between the two words. So what are you going to write big? A gap.
That's right. Then the passing in Tehillim. Yechasimenu chazim miyor. Beziz, soda, yada, mirana. That is. The ayin from the word yar is chesed shotilim, is right in the middle of the tilim. Then v'hu rachum yechaper oven, which is right mamish in the middle of the tilim, is chesed psukim, right in the middle of the psukim. Now comes on boy, Rabbi Yisrael has a question. we're talking about Chumash and everything else. Rashi. Lefichach. Lefichach sounds like it's a continuation, when really there's no continuation. So we say it's a new inyan. Says Rashi, Lefichach, Nikru, Milsa, Ba'apei Nafshihi. Rashi, clearly, it's a new thing. So it's hard to see how the Gemara starts. What do you mean, Lefichach? Therefore what? Usually, therefore means, now that you tell me this, therefore. And Rashi says, Milsa, Ba'apei Nafshihi. There's no connection, no apparent connection. Gemara belongs in the previous piece. Savaris, what's a Gemara? What is the logic? The time is the Mosein Shem Mishnais. Why certain Mishnas are very vague? The Tartzim by Meshes Seizuzun for emphasizing Mishnas one another. So this is the definition of Gemara for emphasizing Mishnas and Braises and explaining Mishnas which are very cryptic and giving logic. Nikru the Shainim Seifrim. You can see what it says. Umishpacha Seifrim Yeshvi Yavitz. The families of Seifrim. Tais already says that the word that Nikru Seifrim means they count. And that's why the Gemara is saying it. They were called counters because they counted the letters, the words, the psukim. Rashi Bob the Gochen called Heilich al Gochen. Says in the Pasuk, Heilich al Gochen. Tell you more about this. So that's the basis. Bob the Gochen. That's right. That's right. Says in Malavite, Tesis says, Seifim means literally count. And he says in the Talmud called Seifim because throughout Shas they like to give us numbers. Abba, Ovis, Nezikin, you know, Lamates, Malachas, Beshabbas, they always like to give us numbers and then they spell it out. Says in Malavite, Boy Rabbi Yase, Vav de Gochen, Mahagi, Mahagi, where's the Vav? This side or that side? Like, might not come in. Amalei, so they said to him, Nase is a tayram ninu. What's the big deal? Let it go count. Mila Amar Rabba Bachana Lezoz Misham. The taka didn't move from there, didn't budge. Ache be a tayram manam. They counted. Amalei. So he said to them, Inu Bikiyas Bechaseidas Vyaseidas. Our letters missing in the tayram today. They had everything. A vav missing. Anan loy bekiinim. We're not bokim. That's what the Shagaz Ayah says today. There's no mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah because we don't have a full sefer Torah based on this gemara here. Okay, boy, Rabbi Yosef, his galach. The word his galach, he said, is the middle word.
Where did it go missing? Before Ezra, or after Ezra?
So this is many years later. They had in the beginning. They were talking about the sefer Shainim, a sefer Tanoim, according to Tesis. According to Rashi, Lushayni Seifim Mishpachas Yaivet, we're talking Tanakh, way before. Tesis says Mishpachas Seifim means Tanoim. I mean, the early Tanoim, they had everything. Sometime.
So where did it go missing?
When it says in the Rambam or others that when they went to Babel and they moved around, when they started moving around, things started to go awol. That we think we don't know. That's the point. We don't know.
Isn't there a Sefer Torah from
the Rambam writes which Torah he had?
Wasn't there a Sefer that was supposed to have been written by
Rambam writes? He found the Sefer Torah was written by Ezra, and he copied from that Sefer Torah written by Ezra. Sefer. Rambam writes in the Sefer Torah.
Also, the one from Sefer Rottenberg. He saw the one from Ezra or something like that.
No, Rambam wrote by heart. He wrote it by heart, so but it's, I well, guess.
Well, Eliyahu Novi showed him. That's a whole master. Yeah,
yes. Letters from words are missing.
Hmm? Letters, yes, from words. But letters that don't change the meaning. They don't change the meaning. A vav, for example, they don't change the meaning of the word. A yud. 100%, but therefore the right we hold because they don't change the meaning. It's not a chassar in the mitzvah ksiva sevetayda. But the Shagaz Ayah use that as a reason. So how come today nobody's doing? You don't have all the forbidden making long sevetayda. He's saying because the mitzvah is not really there. Let's continue.
In his times, it didn't cost
35,000 for a sefer Torah, did it? Boy, Rabbi Yehuda says, what's he need to know all this for? I don't know. The word Vizgalach is in the middle of Pasuk. Which side is it? First half or second half? I'm like, bye, Yipsukim, so, okay, let's count Psukim. Okay, we don't know the letters, let's count Psukim. So we answer Psukim, not Mila Bekinim. We don't know the Psukim. Do you think the structure of Psukim we have today is right? I'll show it to you. He said, Chi Asr of Achabarad Omer B'marobah in Eretz Yisrael, they have a Torah different. Paskele Lahaikro, the class of Psukim, a Pasuk that we have here as one Pasuk, they have it as three Psukim. When it says in the Pasuk there, in Mishpat, Yemashal Moshe, Hini Anoichi Bo Alecha Ba'av Ha'onan. And that's what's one passing. And then Baba Yishma Ha'am B'Dibri Amcha. Then the Gamba Choya Aminu La'olam. But Yagid Moshe Dibra Amal Hashem. It's all different psukim. Three psukim. But Yagid Moshe Dibra Amal Hashem is a new pasuk. Three psukim. But that's all one pasuk. We have a run-on sentence. No, there's a... It has to be, obviously. Rashi, Bob the Gochen, Kol Heil HaGochen, Leizal Mishon Leiz Padish, Heichel, Bechassim Menon, Mimini Sevetayda. Think about it, tell them what we learned. Chamech is a lofi, 5,000 Rishmainus Meir is an 800 Rishmainus Meir, 88, 5,888. And how does this fit in then with the whole halacha that if one letter is missing, Sefer Torah is possible? Mm. We should told now, and the din of that as Sefer Torah is possible today is even if the letter has no impact on the pshat, it passes the Sefer Torah if a letter is missing. It doesn't make a difference. And yet you have chesedes v'yesedes, you know, galore.
How many droshes do they make from one letter in the Sefer Torah if the letter is missing?
Kodesh shalyud. 5,888 psukim in the Torah. Yes, at all of Tehilim 8 more, and Divrei Hayom has 8 less. Tesis has a problem with this. Tesis? Or one of the other Rishonim? Must be one of the other Rishonim. We had a problem with this. That there's a lot less. Okay, we'll soon see. Tell us what we learned.
If a letter is missing, it's possible, but the other letter is missing,
it's
not
making
it possible.
Sorry?
One thing is a Masailah, and one thing is a Masailah. Because it's certainly so of how it's meant to be.
It's not meant to be that they're missing.
At some point, that Masailah changed.
That's what we learned.
Today's Masailah is not the same as I'm old.
Vishinantam, you teach your son, that it should be on the tip of his tongue. If somebody asks you a question, I'll take gamgen, don't hesitate, but tell him straight away. Shinemar, it says, you should tell Chachma, you're my sister. That means I'm so close to Chachma, I'm a bucky, just like I know the law that you're not allowed to marry your sister, I know the rest of the Torah as well. And va'omer it says in the pasuk, koshrim al etzboisecha, you should tie it down to your fingers, and kasvim al luach libecha, you should write it down on your heart. Va'omer it says kichitzim biyad gibor, just like arrows in the hand of a strong man came b'nei nurim, that's how young children should be. Va'omer it says chitze gibor, the arrows of a gibor shnunim, they are sharp. So that's how we love that. V'shinanta mi sharp, it should be on your tongue. V'omer it says, chitzecha shnunim, that your arrows are sharp. Amim tachtecha yiplu, that nation should fall below you. V'omer it says, asher hagever, praise the person, asher milei es hashpasa, that filled up his bag, mehen from these sharp arrows. Lo yevoshu, he won't be embarrassed, ki dabru es oivim b'shar, when talks to his enemies in the gate. So we see from here that we bring all the sukkim to show that Vishnanta means to have to be sharp, and that you can teach others and be sharp and have the answer straight away. Even though Bamatsia will learn that you should always say, well, you three things you're allowed to lie, one of them is Masecht if you know how to learn. There's talking about Stam, a guy wants to know if you know how to learn. But if a guy asks you Pshat or whatever, you should answer him straight away. Says the Gemara, you'll talk to your enemies in the gate. What's the big gedula here? You'll talk to your enemies in the gate. Says the Gemara, enemies doesn't mean enemies. The Gemara says enemies means mayas oivim b'shai. It means enemies in the gate, at the gate. A father, when he learns chavrus with his son is his enemy.
They're going to battle.
That's it. Or rabbi talmida. We're having a daf yemish here. You're all enemies here. So oizkin b'toyd b'sharecha. We're all sitting in one gate. But nasim oivim zezeh. We're arguing and we're fighting and people get screaming. Everybody more tiny. They're raisim raschale. Everybody get all excited. But the ainah zaz mishal. When we finish learning, we don't leave. At shenasim oyahavim zezeh. We become best friends. Shenemar says in Tzadik and Pasuk, es v'hav b'sufa. It says, "Altikar b'sufa elabus." Es v'hav b'sufa, and we darshan as if it says, "Altikar b'sufa elabus soifa." At the end, you become v'hav of ma'ava. At the end, you'll come that what you'll love each other. You know, so during learning, they're all excited. If you ever walk at the base of Medrash, where guys are really learning, that you can think they're ready to kill each other, ready to mamash each other's throats. And after you think walking out of there, you know, best friends. V'samtem, talking about v'shinantem, you should be sharp. What v'samtem is? V'samtem is two words. Sam, tam. Sam is from the word medicine or poison. Tam, complete. Nim shel teira kesam chaim. The teira is like a antidote.
A life-giving potion.
Marshal. Now this marshal is not a really good marshal. Look at this marshal here. Thank God I have to learn about Kofachul. Lo adam shehikes b'nai makagdeila. Somebody gives a wallop to his son. He gives him a good patch, good zets. And then he's such a nice guy. He gives him a little bandage. A very loving father. As long as you have this bandage on your hand, on your wound, eat what you want. This bandage has this antidote that is going to cure you. So enjoy life. It's saying go to take a bath. Don't worry about germs or anything else, infections. But the imatam aavida, you remove this antidote. Hadehi Mala Gumi is going to go cause a growth. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Yisrael B'ni Barasi Yetzahara, I create Yetzahara. Uborasi Loitayda Tavlin, but I also gave you an antidote. Imatim Moiskim B'Tayda Einatim Nimsadim B'Yadi. You do the Tayda, he has no control. Shinema, it says a positive, Halo Yim Taitiv, do the right thing, so Ace will be elevated above him. By kindly. V'im Einatim Moiskim B'Tayda, if you don't learn Tayda, Atim Nimsadim B'Yadi, you will be given over in his hand. Shinema, it says, L'Pesach Chatos Reivitz. At the opening of the door, this you're lying there right by the sin. That the whole dedication, this sutton, will be dedicated to try to snare you. It says that he desire is to you. It's up to you. If you want to control him, you can by learning Torah. So the mashal here is that So the Yetzer Hara is like a mach gadol. It's not fair. In the mashal, if a father smacks his kid, well, you're not supposed to give a hard macha to your kid. And if you did it, and then he's giving him a bandage, you say thank you to your father. Who has to give me a big smack in the first place? So if we're comparing Yetzer Hara to a mach gadol,
yeah, but on the other hand, you see, if you want to train a soldier properly, you could give him all sorts of trouble.
Not mach gadol, you put him through challenges. Mach gadol is not a challenge; it's a patch.
We're talking about Av and Ben.
Yeah, well, what's the patch for?
Relationship.
Anyway, tell him what we learned. Kosher Yetzer Hara is very tough. Shafilu Yetzer Kara, even the Abish himself had to concede that he is evil. Shenemar, it says, Ki Yetzer Leva Adam Ramin Uro, that he was born. What should I do? After the Mabel, Abish sort of had misgivings about the whole thing. And he said that, what should I do? It's not their fault. They're born that way. Amri Yitzchak Gitzah Shaladim is Chazal Choyom. Every day he revigorated. Shenemar, it says, Rakra Kola Yom. Every day he's bad. New evil. Now, what every day he gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Amr Shem Levi, if you remember the Gemara and the Sukkah, that about Talmud Chacham, it's always even worse. Amr Shem Levi, Yitzray Shel Adam is Gaber, Allah B'chol Yayim. It's hard if a person gets better and bigger every day, Umevakesh Hamisa, and wants to kill him. Shenemar, it says, Tzoyfer Rosh Al Tzadik, the Rosh is waiting there, for the Tzadik, Umevakesh Hamisa, wants to kill him. So the Yetzer Hara wants to completely destroy us, spiritually, completely destroy us. If not for the Abish's help, ain't yachol. There's no way that we can overcome the Yetzer Hara. Shneimer, it says, Elakim lo yazmenu biyodesh, won't let us remain only in his hand, so he helps us out. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Bini, my son, im pogavach menuvel zed, Rabbi Shmuel said to his son, if this menuvel, the Yetzer Hara, comes and ever approaches you, moshcheyu lebeis hamedesh, whenever you attempt to levade, shlep in beis hamedesh. It's one place he doesn't like going. That's true. No, his job is to seduce you, and he does it very well. And when you feel guilty, it's hard to feel guilty. Why do you listen to me? I'm doing my job. This is a job. This is commissioned to do this. Im Evanu, he said to his son, schlep him to the base of medicine. If the Yetzer Hara is like a stone, what do you mean a stone? Cold fish. He doesn't get excited about anything, right? He's apathetic. Nimuachu, he will melt. The im barzalu, and if his metal mispoitzitz, he will fragment, he will shatter. Yeah. Shenemar says, Haloi koidvorek eish, my words are like fire, no Mashem said the Ebishter. Uke patish y poitzitzel, and a normal pshat patish y poitzitzel, like Taisa learns, is you think a hammer breaks a rock. Rashi learns the hammer gets broken from the rock. The hammer gets broken, which Taisa has a problem with. Im evenu nimuach, how do I know if the stone will melt? Shenemar says, Hoi kolt somaluchulamayim, whoever is thirsty, bring it to water. Vayim, it says, Avonim shachakumayim, that water disintegrates stone. Then the Mishnah says another duty on a father's lasiya, Ishay, to marry off his wife. Sorry, to marry a wife to his son. A mother does not have the mitzvah to marry a wife to the son, but a father does. Now it says in Sfarim that a mother has a mitzvah to marry off her daughter, because she also shouldn't have hirurim, for the reason of hirurim. A girl does not have the mitzvah puravu, so the mother does not have the mitzvah to marry off the daughter, neither does the father, there's no mitzvah puravu. But the mother has a mitzvah of the daughter because of the other inyanim, hirur, and so on and so forth. Based on that, they say the mother also has a mitzvah on the son. But not als purlevu, but more to avoid hirurim. Generally, a boy is more hirurim than a girl. Let's see, Isha, Imenol, I know the chiv, it says a pasik, Chu nashim, take a woman, vahaylidu, let her give birth, bani, mabanis, sons and daughters. Ukhu levnechem nashim, take for your sons' daughters, vesbenesechem nashim, and your daughters give to men. That's what it says. Bishleim benoy beyadi. Your son is in your hand. That you know, you because a boy goes looking. Darke shel ish lichbash. We had been beginning kedusha based on the base. A boy goes out to look for a girl. So beyadi, you send him out. But girls don't go out. But girls wait at home till somebody comes. So what can you do? Elabite beyadi. Obviously didn't have shachanim. Harikama lu. Nitin la midi, why don't you give her something? What can you do? You have to make her look beautiful that people want her. Give her something with livshaya, let her dress like a mensch, and ichsaya, cover herself properly. She make her desirable. That's in your hand, so do that. The mitzvah is very interesting about it. The mitzvah is a teacher of trade. We have two opinions. Now the Kama says the mitzvah teacher of trade. Comes along with Yehuda, and then so yes, I mean to teach how to swim. I don't know if I told you the chassidish pshat. When you swim, your whole body is underwater except your head. You can put your head underwater for a minute, but you need to keep your head above the water to swim. The same thing is by when it comes to business. You sink yourself into business, your hands and your feet, but always keep your head above water. Your head has to be there to know the priority. When you got to go home, when you got to go to shul, when you got to learn. And so anyway, then Kol Rav Yehuda says, whoever does not teach his son a trade, as if teaching him robbery. So what's the chiluk of Yehuda and Chachamim? First of all, how do you know if you teach a trade? Oh, my kids come across. You've got to give life with a woman, and that's a trade. It's a livelihood, a panasa. I should have to that you love. It's a machlek is what woman means. Im isha mamas, imit pashara wife, kashem shechayiv lasi isha, you have a mitzvah to marry her off. Kachayiv lamnu, you got to give a chayim. You got to give chay. You got to give her a wife, and you got to give him also a panasa. Teach him a trade, a skill. Im toidi, and if each of him means toidi, so it's only an allegory. Kishem shechayv lam the toidi, kachay lam the umnes. Chay means a panasa. Each of him means a wife. You have a mitzvah to give him a wife. If each of him means a toidi, you got to give him a mitzvah to teach toidi. You got to teach him also a skill. The yesh oimim afla hashit, you teach him how to swim. My time a chiyus, a pasha to live, because in those days they did a lot of traveling across lakes and rivers and so on. Rabbi Yudaim a kosher ainim in a negative way. Whoever don't teach him a trade, milam the list, you're teaching him robbery. List is like a datach, el ki'ilu milam the list. If you're teaching him a robbery because he has to have a panasi, he doesn't have one, so he'll have to steal. Luchel my benaya, what's the Tanakama said you got to teach him an umnus. And Rabbi Yudaim said, if you don't teach him umnus, like this, what's the chiluk? Very interesting. You can benayu, the agman is if you teach him a business. According to Tanakama, you gave him a panasa, you gave him a store to run. That's it. According to Buda, no. He needs a backup skill. Because what happens if he goes Mechula? What does he do then? So you got to give him, you got to give him a business very nice of you, but give him also a skill that he can do something. Be a Malamed, a Rav, to be an accountant, some kind of a skill. Call Mitzvah.
I think they're talking more about carpenter or, anything, or a plumber or
no,
a
those
butcher.
Days teachers not get paid. But if you're skilled to be a teacher, be a teacher. I told you I had a guy from Antwerp by me a few weeks ago, and they just for the first time they started a school for chassidim,
a trade school.
So the first 2 years is no, but the first 2 years they teach you how to have skills, how to deal with goyim, and how to write,
talk with people.
How to talk, and how to say, you know, how to dress. 2 years. I'm not sure how you did 2 years.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Sometimes when you mix with some of these Hamish Acharedish guys. It's paraploid.
Yeah, but it wouldn't take 2 years, you would think. Maybe, I don't know. Then, after that, if they feel the guys are now ready to go out, in groups of three or four, they're sent to a college. But they have to go as a group of three or four, chavrusa, and they learn, you know, computers, accounting, some kind of a skill that they can work from home or whatever it is, but that real estate, and they came here with money. Yeah, it's a good idea. That's what it says here. But they have no panosha. Kol mitzvah alaben. What does this mean? My kol mitzvah alaben. There's ilam a kol mitzvah that the mechayev abba lemev lebrei, the mitzvah that a father needs to do to son, like mila and pidyon aben. And the Mishnah says that women are chayev. Then women are chayev. We just said yesterday they're not. Noshim chayev is v'tanya of chayev b'nei lemoloi. Only a father has to demal his son of doisay and to redeem him. Of avim inimoloi. Of avim the hachikama. Kol mitzvah ha'av hamutelis alaben. All those mitzvahs from the father. That devolve on the son, which is what? La says la of it, which is kibbutz of aim. Echo da noshim be echo noshim chayavim. Because kibbutz of aim is no chilug a man or a woman. Don't know what we learned. Tanila, don't know what we learned. Ish, ain't the ish we had before already. Ish, a minine haino woman also has the mitzvah. Because you're aime tiro. It says ish, single. Ime of it tiro in plural. They, who's they? Harikan shnayim too. Man and woman. Im came matamle. So why say ish? Because once a woman gets married, ish sipik biyodi lasses, isha ain't sipik biyodi lasses. A woman is married, has to take her husband. Now this is a very, this is a difficult gemara. According to those Rishonim, Maram Rutenberg and others who hold that is a mitzvah ma'atayda for a person to honor his father-in-law. So therefore, what do you mean that a daughter, that a wife, a married wife, ain't sipik b'yad alasa? If her father says something, or mother-in-law, if her father says something, then the husband also has a mitzvah to listen. Mahatayda. So therefore, what do you mean the woman doesn't have to listen to her father? She's doing it not directly, but through the husband. Because that's what the father-in-law wants. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Which is a big problem. Anyway. Back to the Gemara. But once, if your mother is divorced, then shneim shavin. Then there's no difference, no mile in the father over the mother. So let me learn. You should honor them. You should honor the Eibishem Ha'incha from your assets. Hishra kosov kivet av'eim. The covenant of Akim. And we'll see the Gemara later whether taka you have to use your own money to do kivet av'eim or use your parents' money. But the Teda equates kivet av'eim to the Eibishem. Nema, it says ish imay v'avi tiro v'nema. And it says another passage, the word tiro, it says es Hashem alekecha tiro. So we find the same word tira by the Eibishter. But oh, you say tava, and you should serve him. Hishra kosev meiras of aim meiras mokum. Nemar it says mekalel of the my sumas. You curse your parents, yumas. Nemar it says ish ki kal elakov and nasachetoi hishra kosev bichas of aim bichas mokum. So interesting, the chinuch says the whole mitzvah kivra aim is on the right side of the luchas, which is between adam la mokum when the chayde should be on the chaveda. Yeah. That's what it is. It says no. The purpose of kibbutz aim, he says, very nice chinuch. It says, is not to honor your parents, just to help them out because they did the right thing. You know, purpose is to teach us the idea to appreciate the Eibishter. If you appreciate your parents, they brought you physically into the world and they provide for you. Therefore, you have to honor them. Shalom for the Eibishter who created you. Surely you have to honor. So it's a means to bein adam lamakum. That's why it's on the right side of the luchas. When it comes, everything about parents is similar to what it says about the Eibishter. But one thing it doesn't say is hakah. You can't, hitting your parents is not shaykh, obviously hitting the Eibishter. The chayim bedin, sheshloshton shutfim boy. And it's all right that when you honor your parents, you honor the Eibishter because there are three partners in a person. There are three partners in every person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'avim, the Eibishter's father and mother. Bizman she'odom mechabedes avim, the parent, when you honor your parents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'alan yam kilo dati b'nei, as if I live between them, v'chibduni, they honor me. Tanya, okay, we'll tell you a nice story. We'll stop here. Ramosha Feinstein, sorry? I thought it'd be Ramosha once told a story that he had a case where two parents came with their son to him and they didn't Torah. The kid finished high school and he wanted to go to yeshiva to learn. His father was a very successful surgeon. He wanted his son to have a panasa. He wanted to go to medical school. Big fight. So they decided to go to Ramosha. Whatever he passes, he'll go follow. So the Moshe said to the parents, "No, so what's your taina?" So the mother said, "My taina is very simple. The Torah says, 'Achiram lahatas.' Myself and my husband want him to go to university. We're two. He's one, and he wants to go to yeshiva. So what do you have to do? 'Achiram lahatas.' The Torah says you got to follow Ram. That's where I'm coming from." So Moshe thought about it for a second. He says, "You're right that the Torah is achiram, but let's work out who the rabbim is." The Gemara says right here, there are three partners to a person. Okay, so he turns to the wife. The two parts of you, let's say your father and your mother part, want him to go to university. But the Eibishter that's inside you definitely wants him to go to yeshiva. So it's two against one. He turns to the father, same thing with you. Your two parts want to go to university, but the Eibishter inside you wants to go to yeshiva. So it's four against two. But by him, all three parts want to go to yeshiva. So it's five against four. He wins, hands down.